This is Ringler Radio, where you get all the latest news and information about settlement solutions, litigation, mediation, and structured financial security from Ringler, the largest and most experienced company of settlement consultants in the United States. Ringler has been helping injured people and their families since 1975. Ringler Radio is made possible in part by American General, Liberty Mutual, MetLife, Mutual of Omaha, New York Life, Pacific Life, and Prudential. Now join Ringler Radio host Larry Cohen.
Well, hello and welcome to Ringler Radio, everyone. I'm Larry Cohen, the head of Ringler's Northeast Operations, and we're certainly glad you could join us again today. Well, once a settlement occurs, most claimants find that dealing with medical care issues can be a complicated process. Today on Ringler Radio, we're going to find out how to help simplify it. Our guests today are Porter Leslie, the president of Ametros, a company that helps guide individuals through the healthcare process, and attorney Paolo Longo Jr., a partner in the Orlando law firm of Bickler, Oliver, Longo, and Fox, whose work is heavily involved in this arena. So, gentlemen, with that, welcome to the show. Welcome to Ringler Radio.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Terrific. Well, Porter, why don't we begin with you? Why don't you tell us how Ametros helps individuals in the post-settlement process? Give us an overview.
Sure thing. And Larry, just want to say thanks again for having us. It's a pleasure to be on with you guys as a partner of Ringler's and a partner of Paolo and his firm. When it comes to Ametros and the process after an individual settles a case, we really focus on making sure that that individual has medical support and an advocate to help them get the care they need once they've settled out the case. They really become our client for the rest of their life, from settlement to the great beyond. And, you know, I guess a bit on Ametros, we are the largest administration company in the country. We've got about 100 folks around the U.S. And when you think about these settlement cases, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into preparing them. And I know Paolo will get into that. And, you know, the attorneys are certainly working up the cases. The defense side is spending time building their case. And a lot of folks come to the table to put together the final settlement. And our firm is there a lot as well. But we really engage and we really earn a client. We're probably the only group at the end of the settlement that walks away from the table with someone to look out for and someone to take care of. And that's the special niche that Ametros focuses on. And that's really what we do, is take care of these folks after settlement with our administration services.
Terrific. And we'll get into some of those specifics a little further into the show. But Paolo, for now, as you represent some of these injured parties, what are they concerned about when the settlement ends? What's their major concerns?
Well, you know, the biggest question that I face is, okay, I settle my case, so, you know, what happens after? You know, and that really, from an attorney standpoint, is kind of a difficult question, because, you know, once their case is over from a legal standpoint, you know, I don't really have a lot of involvement. Mm-hmm. So from an attorney standpoint, having, you know, Ringler and Ametros, I mean, they're really partners, because, you know, they're companies that I can sort of hand the proverbial baton to and make sure and know that once my client settles his case, that the future medical care is going to be taken care of. I mean, and that really is top concern number one, you know, for my clients, is when my case is over, you know, how do I, you know, continue with my medical care, my doctors, my medical regime, things like that.
No question. Well, you know, Porter, when we're talking about a lot of workers' compensation cases, and a lot of the cases that we deal with are workers' comp cases, in addition to the liability cases, sometimes you get involved with these Medicare set-asides that come up. And I know that Ametros is heavily involved in helping to manage that process of the Medicare set-aside. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think, to dovetail a little bit into Paolo's comment, you know, once the case settles, the medical treatment isn't over, right? And these folks have a lot of ongoing care. And when it comes to work comp, a lot of times that medical care is grouped into an account that's called a Medicare set-aside. And it has special reporting requirements to the federal government to tell Medicare how you spent those funds. And so that is a big specialty of Ametros. You know, once the case is settled out, We'll set up a bank account for the injured party. The settlement funds usually are funded by a structured settlement, go to that account, and then we give the injured person a card that looks like an insurance card. They can take it to their doctor, to their pharmacy. They never touch the medical bills. They're coming to us. We're reviewing them. We're validating them. We're making sure that it is something you can use that special Medicare set-aside account for. And then we're paying the bills on their behalf while reducing them and getting them some discounts. So that helps them make sure that their money lasts as long as possible. And at the same time, we file these reports that are required to the government so that their Medicare benefits are protected.
That
can be a huge concern.
Yeah, that's a big help to these people. I know just the accounting part of that is always a hassle for a lot of folks. And that's terrific that you do that. And you mentioned that structured settlements oftentimes are used to fund these Medicare set-asides. And, of course, that's because, you know, annuities can be purchased for less money than the cash amount that Medicare says is required. So everybody's trying to work and do everything they can to make sure that the claimant at the end of the day takes care of all the rules that they have to take care of, but maybe does it at an amount that's maybe less than hopefully is required. So here at Ringler Radio, we love to hear real life stories. And Paolo, I was wondering if you could share one about how a client might have benefited from what we're talking about in the post-settlement process. A real life example often helps.
Yeah, sure. You know, and I was thinking about this this morning, and one of my clients came to mind. He was a retired state trooper down here in Florida. Mostly my firm represents a lot of first responders, police and fire, and we had a state trooper who had a compensable cardiac condition under workers' comp, and so he'd undergone a multi-vessel bypass, and he was rendered permanent total disability under workers' comp, meaning he wasn't ever going to go back to work. And, you know, comp picked him up permanent total, and they were paying his wages and medical for life. Well, it got to the point in the time in the life of the case where it was time to settle. And so I brought in both Ringler and Porter with Ametros to partner with me and help me get this claim resolved. You know, and again, this is a guy that was going to need lifetime medical care. I mean, obviously he'd undergone a bypass surgery, so he's going to require lots of future medical care, but, you know, not only medications, but also visits and testing. So, you know, we got his claim resolved, and, you know, we got some structured settlements and annuities funded, you know, help through Ringler. We got Ametros in and Porter and his group to help with the funding, you know, and the medical care for the future. And, you know, it worked out perfectly, I think, for everybody. You know, we got a closed case. Mm-hmm. You know, the insurance company was glad that their exposure was limited. My client was happy because he's got his future medical care covered. And I'm happy because my client's happy. So that's kind of an example of where everything works out.
You know, and at the end of the day, if the client's happy, we're all happy. It's kind of like a marriage, you know, for sure. Well, let's take a quick break right now. We'll be right back here in just a minute with Porter Leslie and Paolo Longo Jr. to talk more about this very, very interesting subject. We'll be right back right here on Ringler Radio.
This is Ringler Radio, brought to you from Ringler, the nation's leading provider of fair settlement solutions. Did you know that Ringler is involved in a third of all structured settlement cases in the country? Ringler advisors work with all the parties in a lawsuit settlement to find the best possible financial solution for the people involved. Everybody wins. There's a Ringler consultant in all the major cities of the U.S. No one has more experienced experts in the settlement business than Ringler. Check out our website at www.ringlerassociates.com for the best information for injured parties, attorneys, and claims professionals to find the Ringler advisor nearest you. When it's your interest at stake in a lawsuit settlement, you want only the best, most objective financial plan. You can count on Ringler Advisors to create a customized plan that meets the financial needs of you and your family for the future. Visit ringlerassociates.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Ringler Radio, everyone. Glad you could join us. I'm your host, Larry Cohen. And our special guests today are Porter Leslie, the president of Ametros, and attorney Paolo Longo Jr., partner in the Orlando law firm of Bickler, Oliver, Longo, and Fox. Well, Paulo, I understand that you do, as you mentioned, specialize in police officers and firefighters and first responders. What value have you seen that both Ringler and Ametros brings to the post-settlement process in those types of cases?
Well, a lot, quite frankly. And I'll tell you, because of the sort of specialized practice that we do with first responders and what we call heartbill claims, with, you know, cardiac cases, mm-hmm. You know, these are cases, these aren't like your run-of-the-mill work injuries where somebody, you know, breaks an arm or a leg or a neck or a back or something like that. These guys with strokes and bypasses and, you know, valve replacements, they're going to need a lot of medical care for a long time. And, you know, you can't just settle a case like this, you know, like those, and just sort of leave our clients high and dry. So, you know, when you get into these bigger value cases and these cardiac cases, Ringler does a great job for my clients, and you know, they really do a good job. They make my job easy, mm-hmm. you know, because they don't teach me this stuff in law school. So when, you know, when it comes up to annuities and MSAs and things like that, it's nice to have an expert that knows the language and that can walk my clients through this stuff. And then, you know, you have Ametros and Porter on the other side, you know, again, you know, professionals that can explain to my clients, you know, what's going to happen post-settlement, where am I going to get my medical coverage, what doctors can I see, things like that. So, you know, both Ringler and Ametros, they just make my job that much easier, you know. So, again, that just, it all goes to, you know, making my clients happy and then giving them the security. Because if they don't know what's going to happen after their case settles, they're not going to settle their case. So we've got to have a plan lined up, you know, beforehand. And with both Ringler and Ametros, you know, they make that process much easier for me and easier for my clients.
Well, you know, all the lawyers and folks around the country that we talk to, just like we are with you, Paulo, talk about the relationship they have with the Ringler person that really becomes an adjunct, like a no-cost value added to them, helping them with things like Medicare set-asides and getting the annuities done. And being down in the Orlando area, I assume you deal a lot with Scott Hoover from our Central Florida area.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of work with Scott. He does a great job for my folks.
That's great to hear. So, Porter, let's take a look at your flagship product, CareGuard. Talk about how funds from insurance claim settlements are administered after settlement using the CareGuard product.
Sure, happy to get in some more detail. And I guess what I would say may come as a surprise to some of the listeners is, you know, 5-10 years ago, administration services after settlement were costing, you know, $20,000 or $30,000 because they had annual fees attached to them. And you, Larry, you probably saw them. They were very pricey. So you'd only put it on $1 million case or a really big case.
Exactly.
So we've really been able to transition and pivot the business model at Ametros. So our flagship product, CareGuard, a typical price for that is $1,000 as a one-time charge. And what that does is it really changes the dynamic where attorneys or adjusters on either side of the table aren't trying to fish for, you know, a case where they absolutely have to because they know the person can't manage the medical. Instead, we have relationships like we have with Paulo and Scott Hoover we work with a lot as well, where really any case that has a Medicare set-aside or a substantial amount of medical funds, they want to get us involved because it's a drop in the bucket price-wise, but it saves the injured person so much money over the lifetime. And, you know, Medicare just came out last year when it comes to these MSAs, and they said, you can try to self-administer, but we highly recommend you use this type of service. So CareGuard's our main service that most folks will turn to, where we are the custodian of the funds. We're paying all their bills. We're doing everything automatically for them. We kind of liken it to, you know, how you do your taxes. Do you do them yourself with a pencil and paper and a green visor on, or do you look for professional help? You know, you really don't want to screw this up. And when it comes to Medicare set-asides, especially, you know, we're making sure that every I is dotted, every T is crossed, and that, you know, these folks are protecting themselves, and that protects the attorneys involved. That protects the carriers as well. So it's really a win across the table.
Yeah, I agree. And if I might just add real quick, When I deal with these, with CareGuard and things like that, I don't even give my clients the option, quite frankly, mm-hmm. of whether they want to administer or not. Okay, I mean, for the cost, of $1,000, that I make sure that cost is built in, so my client, doesn't end up paying for it. I make the carriers, pay for it, or I get it built into the annuity. But I think it's almost malpractice for me to allow my clients to administer their own. Their own funds, because it's very complicated. There's a lot of rules and regulations, and they don't want to deal with it. So I pretty much require my clients, look, if you're going to get this MSA, we're going to get this paid for through the settlement, and these guys are going to take care of all that for you. It's totally stress and worry free.
Well, it's a two-way street there. You're not only are protecting the client from their own mismanagement or mishandling of some of these issues, but it really protects you too. Because if these funds are gone and Medicare has issues, they're going to come back to you, this client of yours, and say, "Why didn't you protect me more?" So it's a good belt and suspenders for all of us in this process. For sure.
Agreed.
So as we close this the show, let me pick both of your brains on this issue. That we all know that our number one priority is our clients. We've said it all through this show, and so in closing. From both of your vantage points, what feedback have you received from your clients regarding the benefits of Ametros and structured settlements as those cases of yours have been settled and resolved? What's the bottom line takeaway our audience should hear about how your clients have reacted to Ametros and the structured program?
Well, from my standpoint, I honestly don't get a ton of feedback, which I think is the best feedback, okay?
Yeah.
Because I know that, that my clients are getting taken care of. So when I don't hear from them regularly, then I know everything is going as it should be. Now, taking that with a grain of salt, I have spoken to some clients and talked to them about how everything is going. I still maintain, some connections with a lot of my former clients, and they report that they're not having any problems, that they've never had any problems. But so I think in this case, no news is good news from my end.
There you go. How about you, Porter?
Yeah, no, I'm glad to hear that from Paulo. I mean, we say that a lot to attorneys that, hopefully it's all quiet on the Western Front once your client settles it out. And, I think Paulo mentioned earlier in the show, he had a client he sent over to us not too long ago that was a state trooper. And, I looked up his account. We've processed well over 100 bills in the last year for him. We've fielded countless calls from him and his wife asking about, can they change a prescription from a brand to generic, or could they go see a different provider? So we're really providing that level of support to these injured parties so that they can get on with their life and feel better and feel like they have a little angel on their shoulder or someone in their corner that's fighting for them. And I think, for a lot of plaintiff attorneys, Paula, correct me if I'm wrong, you've kind of been fighting for them up till settlement, and it should feel nice to hand them off and know they've still got an advocate.
Yeah, and that's the point. I mean, exactly, and that's the entire point, is to make sure that once I'm done. I mean, there's no worse referral than if I hand my client off to somebody who messes their case up, right? That's bad for me. Again, these guys make me look good. And quite frankly, that's a pretty difficult task. So, when these guys, when I go to settle a case and I say, look, we're going to settle your case. This is everything is going to be how it's going to work after. My clients are reassured. That Ringler does a good job for them, and Ametros provides valuable service. It's a win-win for everyone.
Well, there's no question about that, and you both of you are great testimonials to both managing the. After the settlement process and the benefit of having a structure to kind of protect the funds moving forward. So with that, Porter, if someone wanted to contact you about Ametros or learn more about it, how would they do that?
You can reach out to us on our website, which is AmetrosCards.com, or you can always give me a shout. My number is 339-223-9857.
Terrific. And Paulo, how about yourself? How do people reach you?
Well, again, through the website, bicklerlaw.com, or toll-free 866-245-8977.
Terrific. And I'll remind the audience that Bickler is B-I-C-H lerlaw.com. And for all of you out there wanting to learn more about how to get in touch with a Ringler Associate or learn more about structured settlements, go to the ringlerassociates.com website. It's a terrific website. It's got a lot of great information. And while you're on there, of course, you can look at all the Ringler radio shows that we've done over the years, a lot of great topics. You can find those shows on not only ringlerassociates.com, but ringlerradio.com, legaltalknetwork.com, or you can go to iTunes, where you can download the podcast that we're doing today and listen at your leisure. Listen to Paolo and Porter talk all about Ametros and how to handle the post-settlement process. So with that, I want to thank you guys both once again for everything you've done for us today. Thank you again, Porter.
Thank you, Larry. It was a pleasure.
And Paolo, same to you.
Yeah, I'm happy to you know, you called. Thank you.
Terrific. And for all the rest of you out there listening, go have a great day. Bye-bye.
The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own and do not represent the views of, nor are they endorsed by, Legal Talk Network, its officers, directors, employees, agents, representatives, shareholders, and subsidiaries. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer. Thanks for listening to Ringler Radio, celebrating more than a decade of podcasting and over 2 million listeners. Think of Ringler, the objective settlement advisors with more than 140 consultants in 60 cities nationwide. Visit ringlerassociates.com today.